What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com. We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
Okay, so we're gonna jump into some more Am I the Assholes. Personally, these popped off on TikTok, so I love them, and I hope you guys do too. We'll read a couple quick ones here, and then we'll judge whether they are indeed the assholes. We are gonna get into Reddit user. It's just another throwaway. I'm not gonna actually read the username, so. Am I the asshole for telling people exactly why my girlfriend wasn't at my brother's wedding? So he goes in, or she goes in, I believe it's he. He goes into saying, I don't care if my family recognizes this, but using a throwaway because I don't want them following back to my regular account. So first off, I'm a girl. Okay, so girl. My bad. Immediately wrong.
I see you've read this as deeply as I read the erotic fan fiction we read on.
I read the titles, see how long it is, and I go, yep, this one will work.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
So first off, I'm a girl, and so is my GF of 4 years, obviously. We're both mid to late 20s, shared finances, living together, planning to get married and buy a house, etc. This is relevant later. When my brother sent out wedding invites, only my name was on it. I asked Dan, and he said that because of COVID, they were restricting numbers and no one was getting a plus one. Fair enough, no problem. Anyway, I get there on Saturday and everyone has a plus one, even my cousin who's only been casually seeing this guy for a couple weeks. It's obvious. Yikes. Why. This isn't the first time my girlfriend's been treated differently, but it's the first time it's been blatantly beyond plausible deniability. I'm furious, but I grit my teeth, smile, and get through the ceremony. At the reception, my family immediately notices my girlfriend is missing and asks about her. I was going to say she was sick, but then I decided, you know what? Fuck it. And I just said, she wasn't invited. Gee, I wonder why. I wasn't shouting, but it was pretty clear I was bitter. Shortly after that, my brother and his new wife come storming over. She's sobbing and he's whisper shouting threats at me, so I left. Now my immediate family isn't talking to me at all except to yell at me, and the rest of my family isn't talking to them except to yell at them. My mom insists it was a mix-up slash misunderstanding with the invites. My dad wants me to apologize because even though it was wrong to exclude her, it was their day, and I shouldn't have made it about me by causing drama. Dan and Maddie are being shunned by half the extended family, and the other half are split between being on their side or staying neutral. My mom thinks if I apologize and tell everyone it was a misunderstanding, I can smooth it over. But I don't think I want to. Am I the asshole?
No.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think she's the asshole at all. How fucking dare you?
Like, absolutely not.
Four years? It's like, if you're with someone for longer than 6 months... you get the plus one, right? No matter what sexuality or anything.
Look at Sean's face.
I think everybody's an asshole.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Okay. Continue.
As someone who just had a wedding, I mean, I guess it's different because it's your sibling. But if anybody did anything to detract that from my wife and I, you're an asshole, I think. Even if it's because of my own becoming, you're an asshole.
Okay. Strong stance from Sean.
If you feel that strongly about it, leave.
Okay.
I mean, it really, the brother is fucked up. The brother is fucked up for doing that. At least be upfront. Be like, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like your girlfriend. I don't want her there. If that means you can't be there, that means you can't be there. That's what should have happened.
Well,
if you feel strongly enough to not invite them and make up a lie, that's what you got to say. You just be upfront.
Well, I think it's more of a homophobic thing than a we don't like your girlfriend thing. That's what it seemed like anyway.
I don't know. If it's a homophobic thing, I probably would have not gone to the wedding at all.
That's fair enough. That's not the type of family I want to be associated with.
That's true.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but as she has the right to do that, but that doesn't exclude her from being also an asshole.
Yeah, as someone who's worked in, like, I used to set up wedding tents and stuff like that, and as someone who's dealt with bridezillas, just because you're having a wedding doesn't give you the free ride to be an asshole. I get it's
For sure.
I get it's a stressful thing, but to actively do something that you know is going to cause an issue by blatantly not inviting your sister's girlfriend, that's pretty blatant and being like, yeah, we either really don't like your girlfriend and didn't want to tell you beforehand. Like, that's just going to stir shit up. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like you said, just be either straight up about it and be like, hey, we just don't like your girlfriend, or
hey, we're fucking homophobic and we suck ass.
At least then the sister can be like, okay, fuck you, I'm not coming then. So right.
Yeah, and yeah, that's definitely the root of, if you boil it down to listen, like, the whole story, if you can point out who the original culprit is, it's the brother fucking lying. Nine, yep. Like,
oh,
saying
sure,
there's no plus one. And I think the sister is just a reactionary asshole. And I think when she disclosed it, it was kind of, it seemed subtle. And it just happened that the bridezilla took offense to it, and brother's definitely the asshole.
It seems like the other family at that point took it and started gossiping and then brought it to the bride. Yeah. So I guess everyone's the asshole. I would say she is probably not as much the asshole. The girlfriend is definitely not the asshole. So
definitely not.
Definitely. The girlfriend's innocent as fuck.
Yeah, I feel bad for them actually. But yeah, I'd say not the asshole, but John says everyone's the asshole and he gets final say.
I guess using everyone as the asshole is kind of cheating, because in most of these stories, there's assholes on all sides.
That's fair. That's fair.
But I'm trying to look at it holistically. I guess who's the bigger asshole? It's the brother.
Yeah.
But who's the asshole? Just general term, everybody. The whole fucking wedding.
The word holistically and asshole makes me laugh just because, you know.
It's a holy asshole.
Solid.
Moving on to our next Emma the Asshole. I'm just not going to use the usernames. They all seem to be throwaways. So, Emma the Asshole for blowing up at my wife for going to her gender reveal appointment without me. So, he goes into saying, my wife and I are expecting our first baby together. We made an appointment to find out the gender of the baby. To me, this is very important. I had hopes for a boy, which, I mean, why say that? Sure. I don't know. Personally, I don't understand why guys hope for other guys, like boys. I don't understand that, but
just to carry the name. It's some fucking misogynistic shit.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. Anyway, I'll continue on. Sorry. Unfortunately, the day of the doctor appointment, I had to attend my friend's birthday that I remembered at the last minute. I asked my wife if we could cancel the appointment and go another day, but she looked shocked that I even considered canceling the appointment and going to my friend's birthday. I said I had...
Yeah, you're the asshole, dude.
Yep. You didn't even have to finish the story. You the asshole.
Invite your friend out another time, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe there's more. No, actually, there's not even enough context. There's no context in the world where that is okay. Then to yell at her afterwards, after she went?
Yeah.
You canceled. You canceled, buddy. That's on you.
Yeah, family comes first, my dude.
I want to hear the rest of the story, but let's... Yeah, he's a fucking numbnut.
But the judgment is made. The judgment is done.
That's fair. As we said in our last Emma the Asshole, you're a grown-ass man. You can have your birthday on some other day.
Right.
Exactly.
That woman is carrying your spawn for 9 months and have to go through the operation of putting it out.
Yeah.
My guy, reschedule. Right.
And this is your very first child. Like, it doesn't get...
For fuck's sake.
Like, I get it. If it's like the fourth one, you're like, all right, I don't care. Like, it's like collectibles at that point.
But even if that's the case... If it's the fourth one and you don't care, there's no context where you get to end up yelling at your pregnant wife.
100%. Yeah. But
there's no scenario where you yell at your pregnant wife and you're not the asshole.
Yeah. 100%.
The only way you can avail this situation, my guy, is if your wife instructed you to go to your friend's party, steal the damn fucking cake and take it to the appointment with you. Maybe you'll get a pass. But other than that, You a fucking asshole.
Yeah. I kind of, I want to go into it more just to see what his fucking, what his fucking reasoning is. So I said I had no choice. She said canceling the doctor's appointment was off the table because these appointments are restricted to specific time and date and we can't miss it, so she'll go alone. I told her no because that'd be selfish of her, and besides, this will ruin the news of finding out if the baby is a boy or a girl. She cut
Get out of here.
She cut the discussion and told me to go to the birthday party. I did, and then found out later she didn't cancel the doctor's appointment and went with her mom. I came home seething and blew up at her. I started arguing with her about going behind my back and doing this without me. She said it wasn't her fault. I prioritized a party over my child.
Yeah.
I told her I didn't prioritize anything. She literally could have canceled and we could have went another day. But clearly she was trying to steer the fight to a direction where I look like the neglectful and irresponsible one.
You are.
We fought some. Then she said, I'm probably angry with her because it's a girl. But I responded that she was wrong. She went outside the room claiming I was stressing her out. Now acts like I owe her an apology on top of everything else. But I feel upset and like I was deceived by her. And that's the end of the asshole.
Bro, read all the comments. Are they all have to be like, you're a fucking asshole, dude.
Here's one from Beneficial Sales 7510. I think it's a she. She says a lot. And then at the very end, how dense do you have to be to not realize the moment you asked her to reschedule the appointment, you were prioritizing the party over the appointment? I feel bad for your wife. You're the asshole.
Seriously. Yeah. My guy, all you had to do was nut.
Yeah.
And you giving your wife a hard time. Boy, if you...
Dude, unless that friend is dying and that's his, like, everyone knows that's his last birthday. Maybe.
Even then.
But I highly doubt.
It doesn't sound like that's the situation. He would have put that probably. Exact.
If your friend's fucking dying like that, you better play the whole goddamn Fast and the Furious soundtrack. Hope I see you again later on. Shit, yeah. You ain't gonna miss that shit with your wife.
Yeah. And if you do, you have no right to fight. You have zero right to fight.
You have nothing to back you up. You are 100% in the wrong going into that fight. You go home and you say, I am so, so sorry. I have come to my senses. I am so happy we're having a girl. And you just be a better person for your wife and for your future baby, because I feel bad for both of them.
This is probably the first Am I the Asshole that I didn't even need no goddamn context to call this guy an asshole.
Yeah, we stopped it after the first half of the story.
It might also be the first one that we all agree on, 100%.
Very clearly the asshole.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to do a cop out. Everyone's an asshole. Your friend should have told you to prioritize your kid first.
How dare that baby be a girl?
My God. And how dare that baby to be a fucking girl? Kid, you're an asshole too.
How dare you not reschedule, doctor and wife?
Holy moly. I can't even joke. I'm too upset. That guy's a fucking idiot.
And on that note, we will end it because Sean's got to go. I've got to go to bed. And
I got
to
eat.
Yeah, and John's got to eat. So thank you, Wikimaniacs, again for this amazing month. We love to see the new patrons. Shout out to Alex, our new patron for, I believe technically it's March, but this episode's after that. So
you'll get two this month.
You'll get two. Yeah, we're going to do another one for March. So don't think this is the only bonus episode you're going to get this month. To make up for the February that we quote unquote missed. It's still February 30th.
That's what I'm saying.
So thank you again, Wikimaniacs, and we will see you next time. See ya.
Peace.
Toodles.
For the fifth time, it's your boy Sean.
Audible is the largest collection of audiobooks and podcasts.